The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening. I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. This year, Truth and Reconciliation Day in Terrace was marked with a poll raising at the Kermode Friendship Society. Members of the community gathered to witness the standing of a poll that recognizes the survivors of residential schools, as well as the kids who never made it home. Kermode commissioned Master Carver Stan Bevan, who worked on the poll with a team of alumni and students of the Frida Deasing School of Northwest Coast Art. The poll's design features an eagle at the top, which represents culture, pulling children out of a building that represents the residential school system. Stan Bevan talked about what it meant to work on a poll that tells such an important story.
The poll, when it got first commissioned, there was no Truth and Reconciliation Day. The news had not come out about the Kamloops 215 children, and the design didn't change. The design was the same because the story has always been known. And when it came out, it just brought the truth and more recognition to the survivors' stories. So we continued on and continued with the poll, knowing that was the same story, and but it was only being more recognized by the wider public of Canada what really residential school was. So it was a very emotional journey while we were working on it, because it came to reality to myself and my assistants exactly what we were doing and what an honor we had and what we had to do to complete it.
This pole is the second carved by Bevan to be raised in Terrace this month, with the first being at the Coast Mountain College. Sharon Bryant, a member of the Lac-Hibou in Kitsamkalem, was a land consultant for both the college and Kermode. Bryant explained how it feels seeing this representation happen and what it means for Indigenous communities.
To have this in the city of Terrace, Jimshan territory, is such an honor. And it's never enough. You know, the more polls, the more stories, the adow that goes out there to our people.
Along with representation, Bryant talked about what this poll means for truth and reconciliation within the community.
Truth and reconciliation is what we live every day, helping our settlers, helping our Métis, help our immigrants understand Tlomes, understand how we as Indigenous people live by our adow, our Tlomes, our respect. You know, everything we do is all around respecting what it's there for and what we use it for.
After gathering to witness the pole being raised, attendees were invited to a community feast at the Terrace Sportsplex. This story was brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. To read the full story, visit canada-info.ca.